I'll tell you what, I need all the help I can get. I'll tell you one thing, I like what I see, and I like what I hear. I like the way you sing. I like to see people raise their hand when they ain't got a question. Don't you? That's such a blessing. And I've counted a privilege to get to come and be with y'all. I appreciate it, and I thank God for it. And we, you know, we were praying about a piece of land at the church there where I pastored. Been there going over 100 years, I guess. But feller said it'll be over my dead body, and so when he died, we got it. For some reason or other, he didn't like me because I wouldn't let him preach. But he didn't have the right Bible. And if you ain't got the right Bible, I ain't messing with you. You might as well have a Mickey Mouse magazine if you don't have the Word of God. You said I wouldn't have said that. I know that's why I did. I've said a lot of stuff people won't say. I've gotten a lot of trouble. It's running a little low now. I'm going to have to think of something else, but I don't know what. Just keep preaching and you'll find it. One fellow said he's going to cuss me out. I said, you'll need to go and look at some stuff up, because everything that can be said has already been said. And so you'll have to dig a little deeper in that cussing if you're going to do anything with me. So I hadn't seen him. Amen. You know what? Preacher, I had a little bit of that afibrillation. I didn't even know my heart had a fibrillator or whatever. But it got a little bad. And they said, don't want you to preach but about 25-30 minutes. And I said, all right. And so when preacher's wives found out about that and what he'd said, they about worried my wife to death, wanting to know the name of that doctor. And if they could maybe get their husband up there and they could tell him about 30 minutes, it'd be a plenty. Oh, it's a joy to be in God's house. Listen, you know what? If anybody ought to laugh, it ought to be God's people. My wife said, are you going to love me when I'm old and gray? I said, I don't have any problem with it. I've loved you when you was a redhead, a blonde, and a black, so don't make a better difference. I ain't got no problem with it. Not at all. I said, God, I loved you when you was black-headed. One said, you didn't speak to me the other day. I said, God, I didn't know you. I mean, when you go to one of them beauty shops and body shops, and by the way, boys, for God's sake, don't preach again that, because those things have kept more homes together than all of us preachers together. Promise you. Absolutely. Lord, I tell you right now, I found out real quick not to say a thing about it. Thank God, just keep on doing it. And you know, I tell you, I was, since I had this, whatever it was, little problem, I didn't know I had it to look. If you go to the doctor long enough, I promise you they'll find something wrong with you. Yeah, they ain't going to drive them Mercedes and stuff if we don't go. I mean, they're going to do it. But anyway, I'd get up and I'd feel like I'd just get up and then I laid back down across the bed. You know, I was going to go over to the church. And my wife, she come in, she said, well, she said, I'm going to go up to Walmart. Said, do you need anything? I said, no. I said, I'll probably not be here when you get back. I was sick. Well, she said, where are you going? I said, probably to heaven. And she said, well, tell Jesus and Mama. I said, hey. And went on to Walmart. Is that cold or what? Tell you right now, I believe she's saved, but I don't know but what she had in the back said some. Amen. Good to be here. God bless you. I'll preach a little bit. We'll go to the house. And again, Don't change nothing, boys, for God's sake. I go some places and preach 1 year and go back the next year, wouldn't even know it. They get up with that bump, 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 bump. God have mercy. Contemporary music is like those Bibles. I don't like it. But I have figured out one thing. I could write all their songs. Just get one sentence, say it seven times, and make a hit. You know, it's pitiful, isn't it? God help. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to preach fast. I've got two things on my mind, and that's a load, buddy. Hey, I've got two little thoughts on my mind, and I'm going to have to go with one or the other. Feller said, boy, that's bad when you've got two things on your mind, ain't it? I said, no. What's bad is when you ain't got nothing on your mind. That will absolutely bother you. All right, open your Bible to the book of Psalms, and I want us to look in Psalm 92. And again, I appreciate, preacher, I appreciate you letting me come, and I appreciate you all being here. Old camp meeting, that's what we have down there at the house. And so, just stick with it. That feller picking that guitar, I saw him over there a while ago, going up and down the neck on it. And there's one feller, he just had it in one chord, and he's just getting it. I said, you're supposed to go up and down there, ain't you? He said, no. He said, they're looking for it, and I found it. So, thank God. I'm glad for them it ain't found it. Amen. All right, Psalms. Look at it in Psalm chapter number 92 and verse number 12. If you got your place, if you haven't, act like it. Nobody will never know the difference. I've done it a many of a time. Yes. Are you ready? All right, listen. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. How do you like that? They shall be fat. I love that. And flourishing. I'll tell you, God, that's good, ain't it? Yeah. I was looking at a picture of me the other day, and I'm going to be a big preacher before it's over. I'm telling you. I'm up to 180 pounds now. So praise God. It's looking good. He said, to show the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I'll say just a few things about the Palm Tree Christian. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know how bad that I need your help. And God, without you, Lord, I'm nothing. I know it. So please, Lord, you help us tonight to bless and to be an encouragement to these folk. I pray you bless Brother Clifford and all these that orchestrate and get all this together. We pray you be with them and help them. And God bless every church that comes and God can get along in a camp meeting. I thank you for that. God, just have your way. Help us now, Lord, in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to say just a couple of things, just a few things about Palm Tree Christian. I was thinking of coming over the road, and I've been in Maiden about 40 years, coming on 40 years, and I ain't never been invited to one of those, now what is you call it when all of the preachers in that, they get together? Whatever it is. I ain't never been invited to not marry one of them. And it hurt. If I hadn't been a good Christian, I guess I'd have backslid. But they ain't never called me to say, we want you to come to the preachers, whatever it was. Because one thing, they know I love the Holy Ghost. And I read out of the right Bible. And I don't mess with anybody that don't use the right Bible. And that may have something to do with it. I don't know. But I've decided I'm not going to lower the flag under pressure of the brethren, bless God, to get their acceptance. Some of them will see me walking on one side of the street and they'll get on the other. I said, how you doing? Amen. Just keep going. Don't worry about it. Listen, A palm tree Christian, listen to an Oriental person, the palm tree or the cedar of Lebanon is one of the, there are two of the great trees that's mentioned in the Bible, and a Christian is likened unto a palm tree, and I like this very much. And it's the most flourishing, the cedar of Lebanon and the palm tree. A man's either likened to one or the other in his most youthful state, and so I like the situation. An Eastern traveler said one time that almost all of the people in Egypt and Arabia and Persia lived almost entirely off the fruit of the palm tree. And they boast about its medical virtues. I didn't know that, but I've read in the encyclopedia. They said it had some medical virtues. It could help in situations. And I thought, well, that's good. That's just like a Christian. You know, a good Christian, it's good to be around folk that love God, isn't it? I enjoy that. It makes me nervous when they don't. Well, their leaves, you know, they stay green, and I like that. And then, of course, they're used for domestic use. You can use them. A good Christian, they'll work wherever you put them. And I love that thought. Listen, and they can use them different things. The natives of Syria speak of 360 uses to which that the palm is, it can be used for. Now that's a lot, isn't it? And I love that. The palm tree don't grow down in the valley over there by the creek, but it grows in a desert place, dry, dusty, and you'd think that thing will die. But the thing about it is, it's got a situation to where that it can live in a dry and a dusty land. Well, now this world is not a friend of God or grace to help you on, so you're going to have to learn to live, brother, without the approval of the world. I promise you that. So down in the desert and scorching sand, and it's a friendly lighthouse as you go through. They say, it speaks about water, it speaks about shade, and some refreshment. And that's the way that the house of God ought to be. Instead of going in and fussing and a fighting and a quarreling and a griping, some people say, well, I'm going to leave. They didn't call on my boy to sing. I said, why didn't you call on him to sing? I said, he can't sing. My God, I tell you what, it ain't supposed to hurt. Somebody say, it ain't supposed to hurt, is it? Amen. So, I get in trouble. I can be doing the best I can, and I'll get in trouble. And some of them fellas ain't never been in trouble. So I'm taking it all on myself. So it never fades. And listen, the dust, it don't settle on the leaf. I want you to listen to this. They say there's kind of a sort of a lotion-like. And all that dust and stuff, it won't settle. It'll kind of slide off. And I figured that's the Holy Ghost. And you know, if us as palm trees, Christians, if we had the Holy Ghost, that gossip wouldn't settle on us. All them lies and all that stuff, it wouldn't settle on us, would it? There was a lady in the church where I pastor now. She said, preacher, I have got no idea why that people call me and want to just tell me all this stuff. And said, it's just junk. And I said, well, honey, I tell you, the only reason I can think of, they know where the dump is and they just bring their stuff to you. Hey, if somebody's calling you or talking about the preacher, hey, put the lid on your trash can and they won't be back. Bless God, they'll run and hide. Thank God. They know where the dump is. I'll tell you something. Don't you tell it. And listen, if you don't tell it, they'll get mad as the devil at you. Hey, I found out a few things, thank God. Listen, now then there's something else. You think about the fruit and all of that. But I want you to look, first of all, at the taproot of a palm tree. Now, it goes down, and you know what? Man, it's dry, it's dusty, and it goes down. And they said if it hit a rock, it'd go around it, and whatever. It goes till it hits water. And if you're going to live in this world, you're going to have to let your spiritual roots down in the Word of God, or you're not going to last, honey. I promise you, you're not going to last. You got to get down where the source is, and thank God it'll work every time. That taproot has got to get down there where that it can get some refreshment and where it can get some nourishment. And I love that thought. Listen, you know what? If the child of God can brag on anything, We can brag on the foundation. Thank God I'm standing where I stood, when I started, and I'm going to stand there till I die. You know, I had some fellows, they said, listen, we can't go the way you're going. I said, well, I'm going to travel on. I believe the Word of God, all of it. Don't understand it. You know these people that get in an airplane, fly for 4 hours to California to a Deeper Life Bible conference and won't go across the street to tell somebody how to miss hell. That's hypocrisy knee-deep. Amen? Absolutely. Now then, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are His. Yeah, it'll be down there. It'll stand the storm. Now let me give you another little thought. The bark on the palm tree. I was pastoring a church when I first started, and you know what? Lord, I was wide open, running and jumping, and when you get up about 100-year-old, you'll quit that. But anyway, they wanted me to have a vacation. They said, you need a vacation. And I said, well, that's good. Amen. But it wasn't, I didn't need the vacation. They did. They was wanting a little relief. They said, you just go to Florida or anywhere you want to go and don't take a Bible or nothing. Well, I went. And you know, I went down, it had been when one of those awful storms had come through, and it had blown through there, and they was chunks out of them palm trees that big. And two befores in them and everything, and they're still green. I said, now that's strange. You know, I mean, they're still just doing good. Well, I found out that the life of a palm tree is not in the bark, but it's in the heart. When you get a good child of God and you trim his limbs a little bit, he won't go to the house with the pooch mouth. He'll say, I'll be back tonight to see if you can get those others, buddy. That's right. He ain't going to the house. Hey, you may preach me to the altar, but you won't preach me to the house. Amen. Bless God, I ain't going to the house. You can forget it. All right, so the bark. You know what? You can skin a little. These people will come to the church, and they'll hear me on a Sunday when I'm about backslid, and they'll say, this is the church we've been looking for. And we just love the choir, and we love your whatever. And so, and they'll come and they'll join. And do you know what? A couple of three Sundays, they don't feel like that they need to be there. They feel that God. Listen, there ain't been many men left good churches, but their wives have talked them into it. Said, honey, don't you think that we need to go somewhere where we can get fed? I'm not a getting fed. What do you want to eat? I ain't passing out sugar tits. God bless you. Preach the Word of God. They can like it, lump it, bump it, dump it, or jump it. It don't matter. And they'll love you for telling them the truth. But you know what? If you tip them a little bit, all of you guys have done a weed eating, and you get a little sugar maple out in the yard, and you tip it a little with that weed eater, it'll go to leaking and leaking. After all, he'll throw his hands up and say, I'm out of here. A lot of church members that way. If you preach on tithing or being faithful or loving God, believing the Bible, they'll get offended. And then they'll find. But you know what? I want you to think about this, preachers. Do you know of anybody that's left a good Bible-breathing church that's went to something stronger? They'll go to something weaker. Amen. That's the truth. They'll go where it's a little bit weaker. And I've married people. I led them to God. Done everything. Set up with them while their daddies was being operated on. And in a few years, they come in and say, well, Brother Worley, we love you. But I'll tell you what, we want to go honest. We want to go where it's just a little bit more liberal. And that's something. I ain't just telling you something. I've had that to happen. And I'll say, well, you just have to do whatever you're going to do. But there ain't nothing changing here, okay? If you come here, I've had something to leave, haven't we, James? And then in a year or so come back, I said, this, come on back, but there ain't a thing changed. If you're looking for a change, it ain't happening. Ask God to just keep hammering that on the same stuff. So you see, the real heart of a child of God, you'll have a hard time knocking him out of the ball game with the Bible, the Word of God. I don't try to be mean and hate. Just preach the Word of God, and they'll love it all the time. Listen. So you can skin them a little, and all of the sap will run out of them, and they'll say, well, we want to go. We feel led of God. We prayed about it. And we feel led of God. And honey's not getting fed, and so we're going to go over here to, yeah. And I said, well, I hate to see you go, but we're going to be just like this from now on. You know, I mean, we ain't going to change nothing. So you see, if you skin somebody a little bit and they're saved, if you do it with the Word of God, they'll say, thank you, buddy, appreciate that, and thank God I'll be back Sunday, do it again. I ain't going to somewhere where I don't know get no help or no hurt or nothing. I want, thank God, somebody to get on something. Amen. So where I can get a little bit closer to God. And then the height of the palm tree, they tell me they grow from 60 to 90 feet tall. Now, John tells us we're in the world, but not of the world. I believe that we grow in the grace of God. What do you think? You know, I've lived where I am right now about 40 years coming on. And I was out there. I've been gone on the road a lot. And a few years ago, I said, Francis, come here. I said, don't you look out there. She said, what is it? I said, them trees. Well, she said, dear God, they've been here forever. I said, but look how they've grown. You know, they never did holler in the winter and said, preacher, we're a-growing. They just done it. You know, God's people will be just exactly that way. They'll grow in the grace of God. And you can't knock a man out of the box if he'll get good and full of the Spirit of God and want to know more about God. So you see, the heights, keep growing in God. Don't get stunted and don't get to where, you know, you can't help anybody that knows more than you do. And you can't help anybody that don't like it. You know, they need to go somewhere else. You know, I mean, that's just the fact, isn't it? And then, of course, the leaf of the palm tree. You see, they don't wither and fall off like ours do. You know, we'll be getting fall here before long and everything will happen. And a lot of our church members of that, you know, they're good in their season, but their season ain't too long. You know, they'll come a while and get out and on and off and in and out. And I've had some been in now so much they got the holes so slick they can't stay in or out either. Now that's bad. I mean, they're in and out, on and off, run the fever one day and chilling the next. Get in, bless God, and nail it down. Amen. So I appreciate all of what you're doing here. So you see the leaf, they're evergreen. And like I said, many of ours turn and all of that. Many of our church members are that away. They're good in their season. And then when the season's out, they're out. And you won't see them anymore. You take the resistance of a palm tree. You think about this. They tell me that the more you try to hinder their growth, that the sap gets thicker and they just keep on coming. They say you can push one over, put a car on it, and when it sees some sun, it'll go to heading back up. You know, the church, the early church grew more under persecution than any other time in the world, didn't it? The more you do something to hinder and stop, the bigger and the better they'll grow. I like people like that. Thank God, just say, preacher, preach on and let us have it. So the more you try to hinder the church of the living God, the more it'll grow. Yeah, you know what? Get some people to stand with you and stand for God and hug them up and love them and preach the Word of God to them and they'll stay right there with you. Absolutely. You know, I heard the other day this fella, as going through the channels, this fella said, I want you just to hug yourself. Okay? And tell yourself how good you are. You know, you're all right. You ain't done nothing wrong. And I'm going to give you 7 steps how you can feel better about yourself. I thought, dear God, that's what's wrong with us now. We feel too good about ourselves. I don't know who it was. I believe it's Mary Baker Eddy. Had a book, and on the cover it had Steps to Jesus. Now, honey, if you ever see a lost man climb up a bunch of steps to get to the Lord, you write me or call me collect. A dead man ain't walking up no steps. I wasn't sick, but I was dead in sin and trespasses, and the Lord came down where I was and brought me up. You ain't climbing up no steps. Praise God, the Lord will come and get you. He'll come where you are. And I'm glad and thankful for God for that. You think about the planting. Look in verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. It's not an accident that you got saved. Now, you may not be able to handle this, but I'm going to tell you, it didn't shock God the day you got saved. When they put your name in the book, they didn't go over and tell God. And he said, well, what about that? I don't want you to get troubled, but before the foundation of the world, God knew who you was, where you was, and what you was going to do. You said, well, I can't handle that. Chew on it a while. You'll be all right. I'm glad God knows where I'd be tonight. And he did you too. So a tree can't plant itself no more than a man can save himself. You know what? I don't know exactly how I feel, but these people that try to work out their salvation, it kind of makes me sick. You know why? It's all been fixed at Calvary. Every bit of it. Hey, do you remember in the Old Testament when that man brought that lamb and the priest was there? Did you know that the priest never looked at that man, but he looked at the lamb? Examine the lamb. Well, you know, when God, he looks at me, he don't look at me, but he looks at Jesus. He's all right. He's my sacrifice. And thank God the blood that was shed, it'll keep me out of hell and it'll take me to glory. And I praise God for that. Yes, thank God. Listen, let me give you this. The age of a palm tree. They say they still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. They say they live to some of them to be 100 years old, and their fruit is sweeter and better. And do you know what? The secretary and my wife, they said, would you like to go get a bite of lunch? I said, yes. And I did. And I did not know they was going to stop by Walmart. I looked at everything in Walmart, and they hadn't got two tables back. Well, I got mad. And a good Walmart's got them benches where you sit when there's mad people. And there's two or three others mad drinking a Pepsi. I sat down and I never said nothing, and they didn't either. And I sat and I sat and I sat. And there's a couple of girls, there's 25 maybe, come a bringing in this grandma. And they took her and drug her around down that way. And they'd get something and say, now ain't that pretty, mama? She said, oh, well, God, she's in a coma. They say, ain't that pretty, mama? Oh, well, she had no idea where she was. And I ain't really, I'm not mean, but I thought, why don't you bring her to church Sunday? They said, hey, my Lord, I thought he was going to cuss. Said, do you expect us to bring her to church? I said, it'd be good. Well, I said, my God, we just got her out of the nursing home. I said, we got padded pews, air conditioner, and we don't drag them around like that. Well, they'd drug her to the end of her toes. Shoes was wore out. And you know what? I told him, I said, do you want to go get something to eat with me? I'm driving, buddy. I am not doing nothing else. That's it. And I'm glad, thank God, it's that away. So the age of the palm tree, a lot of people think, well, when I get old, You know, we could come. And I've known this, and I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings, but a man and a wife will come to church faithfully till the wife dies, and then they quit. Now, why was you coming? The husband died, and then they stayed at the house. One fellow called me and said, I can't come to church anymore. I said, why? He said, I'm 50 years old. I said, well, what's that got to do with it? Well, he said, I can't see good. I said, I can't either, but I can get to the house of God. You know what? You could go by. He said, well, I'm just tired and old and this and that and the other. The thing about it is you do what you want to do, honey. And a good old palm tree Christian will be there to back the house of God up. And they'll back the church up, back the Bible up. Stay with it. And I'll promise you, thank God, it'll do that. You know what? I'm glad that the Holy Ghost sealed me. I'm glad I got convicted. And He sealed me with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know what you believe, but there's something in me that ain't sin, ain't never going to. It's been sealed. My wife and myself, when we first got married, you know, we had a little garden and office mess of green beans you've ever seen in your life. And so Aunt Pearl and Uncle Lloyd and some of them, they come in, they picked them and canned them. I was working for Perry Alexander. And do you know what? Came in one evening and they had canned all day. They had canned beans everywhere. And I told Francis, I said, dear God, they love us. But I found out they just didn't want to feed us that winter. So they came and they done the bean thing. So I went to bed. Now, you work on construction work, you can go to sleep, you know. So I went to sleep, but in the night I heard, and I said, Francis, she's from Bryson City. I said, we need somebody in the house. And I said, what you need to do, you need to go in there and check. And I've got this shotgun my daddy gave me. And I said, I'm going to cover you. And I said, don't worry about nothing. I've got you right here. And bless her heart, she went, honest to God, went right down through the hall. And I said, I've got, don't worry about nothing. I'm here. And she went in there and those beans was a sea. She said, you're crazy. I said, I ain't done it. She said, that's them beans a sealing. I said, we just well set up and watch them. You know, I can't sleep in that racket of going on. But you know what I found out about them beans? The ones that sealed didn't sour.
Amen.
Honest, they didn't sour. So if you're sitting by somebody that's kind of soured, they might didn't seal. Hey, we had them things, we had them set up there. And do you know what? Son, the ones that sealed, honey, you could put a piece of fat back in them and all, and it's just like they got out of the garden. And another thing, the ones that didn't seal, there'd be this white stinking stuff coming out around the lid. Now, you'll have some church members that way, boys, you just well to figure it. They'll foam a little and they'll stink a little, and because they didn't seal. But if you get sealed, thank God you'll stay with it. And I'm glad that God saved me, He sealed me, and He satisfied me. I'm not a drinking out of every mud hole this side of hell. I found the water, hallelujah, and I'm sticking with that. Amen. Thank God. All right, let me get this done. Hey, you know what? Palm tree can stand a storm. You know, I've been where I am going on about 40 years. Do you think we've had any storms? Huh? My goodness. We've had a few. And, you know, I don't know whether I'll tell this or not, but I believe I will. I had every deacon I had call me in the office one time and said, we're going to quit. I said, I hate that. And they did. I ain't never seen as many keys in my life. They just piled them up there. And they hugged my neck and said, we'd rather hear you preach as anybody. I said, what's the deal? They said, well, we just. I said, okay, I understand. So So they left. Now, when you have seven deacons leave and you get to stay, something's right. There's a little old boy come into the prayer room, and he found out I'd stayed, and he said, they run our preacher off the other day, and I told him, you ought to go talk to Brother Worley. He said, why? He said, they tried to run him off, but he wouldn't leave. Hey, if you won't leave, bless God, they can't run y'all. If anybody goes, let it be them. I've got it nailed down. I told him the other day, I said, listen, I love y'all. God bless you. And I said, I ain't going to resign. I ain't going to retire. I ain't going to quit. I ain't looking for another church. And if you think you can vote me out, I know enough on all of you to hang you. Hang every one of you. And so, I'm there to the duration. Ain't no need to go around here and there and here and there. My goodness, I guarantee you, hey, I couldn't preach in another church, and you know it. I can get up and say some of the stuff, and they'll put you in jail for it. And my church will say, well, he's just old. Said, we don't pay no attention. He said he didn't mean to say that. My wife and young'un sits back there on the left, and they're ready to get under the pew any minute. Because if it comes up, it comes out. And that's what they're afraid of. Hey, let me get done with this. A palm tree will stand the storm. Doc, you're going to have some storms. There's going to be some wind. And there's going to be some rough times. You'll have storms in your church, in your marriage, and on the job. But bless God, stick with it. There's one precious thing about a storm. You know what it is? They pass. Hugo came through our place, and he didn't write Charlotte to get a permit to come. He just come on through. But do you know what? It left a trail, but the storm passed. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what kind of hell you're facing. But I want to tell you something, Doc. It'll pass. It'll be all right. You just stay with God and old-time religion, and it'll pass. It'll pass. Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for loving us. And God, I do want to be a palm tree Christian. Dear God, I do. And God, there's some of these folk here in this camp meeting that wants to be that for their preacher. And God, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll just help every one of us to be just that. Let's stand all over the building, maybe just play a little or something. You say, Brother Worley, I'm going to tell you what. I want to be a palm tree Christian. The preacher don't need a lot of things, but he needs somebody that'll stick with him when his times are rough, when things are not going good. He needs somebody to say, preacher, I'm right there with you. You'd like to be a palm tree Christian in your church? Won't you come up here and sign in? Say, God, when I signed up, I thought I was signing up for a fight. We wasn't going to do a slow waltz. Thank God I signed up for a fight. It's a battle, Doc. And if you ain't got enough God in you to fight, hey, you need to go ahead and get under that petticoat government. But when it comes time to fight, people say, well, just count me out. Count me in. Hallelujah. That's all I've ever done. If you preach any, you'll fight some. Hey, come up here. Say, God, help me to be a palm tree Christian. Sing a verse of it, don't you?